make the most of your Walt Disney World vacation.
The top six Magic Kingdom secrets Disney fans don't share. Hi, I'm Herb Leibacher, and welcome to episode number 65 of the World of Walt podcast, Make the Most of Your Walt Disney World Vacation, for the week of March 27th, 2016. This is the podcast for Walt Disney World fans. Whether you're planning your next trip or just enjoy reliving a little bit of Disney magic. Today's podcast is sponsored by Ear to Their Travel. If you're planning a trip to any Disney destination, give Phil at Ear to Their Travel a call. Phil is a former Disney cast member who really understands how Disney works. He can help you plan all the details of your trip at no extra cost to you while making sure you get the best deal on your vacation. You can reach Phil at www.eartotheirtravel.com. The more you visit Walt Disney World, the more you read up on vacation planning, and the more you speak with other Disney fans, the more tips and insider secrets you learn. These little tidbits aren't necessarily published anywhere by Disney, but they can make your trip more enjoyable and more comfortable. So today, we're going to take a look at the top six Magic Kingdom secrets that Disney fans don't share. To help me explore this topic, I'd like to welcome a man with plenty of Disney fan secrets in his Disney fan safe, Russ Reeves. Russ, welcome to the show.
Thanks, Herb. It's good to be with you again.
So we're going to talk about the secrets that Disney fans don't share, but today we're actually going to share these secrets, aren't we?
Oh, I'm sorry. I'm on the wrong podcast. I thought we weren't going to share the secrets.
You can't tease such a great topic and then not come through and share the secrets, right?
Hey, hang on while I come up with a new list of things I'm willing to share.
We don't want the Plan B secrets. We want the Plan A secrets. We want the best ones.
Well, no one will ever find out my favorite place to use the restroom in Magic Kingdom. That's a secret I will not tell.
All right. Well, don't write me, folks. Write Russ for that one. All right. So before we get into the topic for today, I wanted to check in with you on our warm-up question. And today it is, what is your favorite World Showcase movie?
Well, I think I've seen them all, and hands down, the winner is Impressions de France.
And how come?
That is one of the most beautiful movies that you will see anywhere, and there are moments in there that are just breathtaking, and it's more than just seeing a movie. The way the screen kind of wraps around the room halfway, at least, and the just the sweeping vistas that you see there, you almost at times feel like you're moving. It's almost like being on a ride watching that movie. And the music just complements it so well. So that is something that I really enjoy taking in. I have to tell you about my first experience with it in a long time was a few years ago when we were there. I wasn't feeling well, and my wife and kids were doing the Agent P missions in World Showcase, and I said, well, I'm going to go find a place to sit, and I wandered into the theater there to see Impressions de France, and as soon as I got back together with my family, I said, you have to come with me. We have to go watch this now, because it was so good. I wanted to see it again.
I agree. I think it's a hidden gem in World Showcase. It's sort of tucked into the back of the France pavilion, but for all the reasons that you mentioned, it would be my favorite as well. And I think it's the sense of motion through the movie. It's constantly moving forward, almost baby version of what you would get in Soarin'. So you get that feeling of moving. And I think on top of that, it's just the incredible scenery and the music and the beautiful theater. It all just comes together. And while there are some terrific movies about the countries in World Showcase, if I had to pick one, that's the one I would pick too.
It's the one that I consistently go to. You know, I don't always go to see the China movie or the Canada movie. I always go to see the France movie.
Yeah, me too. Martin Short I can live without, but the Eiffel Tower, that I definitely want to take in every time.
Yes.
All right, good. Well, let's get into our topic for today, the top six Magic Kingdom secrets that Disney fans don't share. And Russ, we are over to you for number one.
Okay, well, so my first secret is my secret place to beat the heat. If you're there anytime after, say, Easter up until sometime in early fall, you know that or the greater Orlando area is only a few degrees cooler than the surface of the sun, and the humidity is usually outrageous. And so, you know, you're surrounded by crowds of people all day, and you're just sweating from the moment you wake up to the moment you go to bed. So finding a good air-conditioned spot and a good spot out of the sun is always a good idea. And my favorite place to do that, that I don't think many people consider, is the Enchanted Tiki Room in Adventureland.
That's a great one. So, and I guess in addition to lots of great air conditioning, there's a great show to go along with it too.
Right. So, you know, I mean, I love the fact that it's dark in there, so my eyes get to rest a little bit from squinting in the sun all day, and it's air conditioned, and there's very rarely a crowd there. So, because the show is short, the longest wait time you're ever going to have is just the length of the show. If you show up right after they close the door, you're only going to have to wait until that next showing to go in. And the queue area is shaded, and there's a pretty entertaining little show that goes on there in the queue as well, sort of a pre-show. Plus, I just love that it's a classic attraction. It's, you know, one of only a few that have roots that go all the way back to Walt. And, you know, the Tiki Room is sort of the attraction that started it all when it comes to audio animatronics. And, you know, sometimes the show's a little corny in places, but, you know, if you go in with an open mind, it really is enjoyable and entertaining and a great place to cool down on a hot day.
Yeah, I agree. And I like corny. And tell me, have you heard this story? What I heard was that the reason why the Enchanted Tiki Room was originally air-conditioned at Disneyland was because the animatronics needed to be in a controlled environment, so we can thank those animatronics for the place to beat the heat.
Yeah, I have heard that. I assume it's true. Have you heard that originally the idea for it was to be a restaurant?
Yes, I did hear that, with a coffee bar right in the middle.
Right. So I'm all for that. If they could start serving, if they would serve you Dole Whips in the Enchanted Tiki Room, that would make it even better for me.
Then you could beat the heat in a double way, so with air conditioning and with ice cream, or ice frozen-like product.
But I'm afraid that it would no longer be a secret if they did that.
So. Yeah, then you'd have the two-hour wait to get in.
Right. But really, there's rarely ever a crowd. It's a great little secret place to go and just get out of the heat for a little while.
Good one. A secret place to beat the heat, the Enchanted Tiki Room. Good. Number one. Okay, number two is over to me. So I am going to talk about a secret place to view parades. So when I think about viewing parades in the Magic Kingdom, I think about probably the two spots most folks think, which is number one, Main Street, or number two, the hub around the castle. And those are really great spots. I mean, it's a quintessential Disney experience to watch the parade on Main Street or to gather around the hub to watch the parade go by. So those are good things to do. But if you're looking for a place where you don't have to wait so long to secure your spot or where the crowds are a lot thinner, I would head to Frontierland. So the parades typically start in Frontierland, or they may start in Main Street, it depends. But over in that stretch of Frontierland where you're going by Pecos Bills and the Shooting Gallery, there are usually much thinner crowds than the ones you'll find on Main Street or in the Hub. And so my experience is as it gets towards Liberty Square, maybe the crowds are a little bit thicker. And then when you're in the Hub or in Main Street, you're packed in like sardines. So if you're looking for a secret place to view the parades with maybe a little more breathing room, I would suggest Frontierland.
That is where you'll usually find me when it comes to parade time. I'm usually going to be right around the shooting gallery there in Frontierland. And if there's more than one evening parade, always go to the second one because it's a lot easier to find a good spot there for that later parade.
Yeah, that is a great tip, too. A lot of folks are pooped out by the time the second one comes, and they've hit the exit already, so taking in the second showing is a good idea. Okay, that was number two. So number three, Russ, back over to you.
So for my next secret is my secret place to escape the crowds. And, of course, if I share this secret, and every listener of the World of Walt podcast is going to be going over there, and it will no longer be a place to escape the crowds, I'm sure. But I'm going to share it anyway and hope that maybe it'll stay a secret. But this is Tom Sawyer Island. For whatever reason, probably because there's just so much to do in Magic Kingdom and so few hours to do it all in, people don't usually make the trek over there. They don't take the launch and go across the rivers of America to Tom Sawyer Island, so it's very rarely crowded. Getting over to it can be a bit of a challenge. You have to wait a little while to get the launch, and they're kind of small, and so it can feel like you're packed in. I know there was one time we went over, and I thought, I can't believe I'm going to escape the crowd, and I'm like a sardine on this launch. But once you unload over there on the other side, the crowd thins out. Everybody goes their different ways, and there's plenty of little quiet places there, places there you can just kind of have a seat and relax or wander through the caves and or go out into the fort there and just, you know, forget for a few moments that you're surrounded by tens of thousands of people.
I agree. So I'll often bring up Tom Sawyer Island on the podcast or in articles on the website. I think it's often overlooked. It's an old school, fun place to visit. Great place to burn off some energy for little kids. It's got the barrel bridge, and there are some really nice rocking chairs where you can get a good view of Big Thunder Mountain, or you can look back into Liberty Square. So I think it's a wonderful place to escape the crowds and just get away from it all, even while you're still in the middle of it all.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, we don't go over there every time, but sometimes when it's just really crowded, it seems like you can never get away from the crowd. You're always just bumping into somebody, and all the lines are long for the attractions. We'll usually say, hey, let's head over to Tom Sawyer Island and just get away from it all for a few minutes.
Yep, good one. Number three, great or secret place to escape the crowds. Okay, number four is back over to me, and I'm going to talk about my favorite secret quiet pathway. So there is a little used pathway that goes from Tomorrowland near the Power and Light Company at the exit to Space Mountain and makes its way back to Storybook Circus and comes out near the train station. So this is kind of a pathway situated on the far side of the Speedway. And this pathway, it's kind of narrow. It's a little bit winding, and it is rarely used. So if you're looking for a shortcut on how to get maybe from Tomorrowland to ride the Walt Disney World Railroad, or you just want to take a little stroll and not be packed in shoulder to shoulder with people, this little pathway is a great spot. It's the only time I know that it's used is I think they do some candy distribution during Mickey's Not So Scary. But aside from that, it's usually very quiet, and it's a nice little way to get from one spot to the other.
Yeah, I really like that little path. I've been taking that little shortcut. It's not really, probably distance-wise, it's probably not a shortcut, but because you avoid the crowds, it can take you less time to get from Tomorrowland to Storybook Circus back there. I've been doing that for a long time, and there is one drawback to it that I think we should mention, and that is that along that path there are a few smoking benches, and so if you're sensitive to smoking, then you may find a few unpleasant places there where there's a lot of smoke. If you're a smoker, you'll find that a draw for you, but otherwise, you know, just beware of that before you go back there.
Yeah, good point. All right, that was the quiet pathway from Tomorrowland to Storybook Circus, number four. Number five, Russ, back to you.
Okay, so my final secret that I'm willing to share is my favorite secret place to watch the fireworks. And this one, not just a secret, maybe a surprise to some of you, and that is to actually leave the park. Finding a good place to enjoy Wishes comfortably can be very difficult, especially on a crowded day. Everybody wants to be on Main Street or there at the Hub, just like for a parade, where you can, you know, get that great shot of the fireworks going off over the castle and hear the music and the narration really clearly. But I think that the best views to take in the whole grand scope of the show is outside of the park at one of the monorail resorts or at the loading dock there for the TTC, where you get on the boat to go across Seven Seas Lagoon. You really don't get a feel for how enormous this production is until you can see it from a distance. And in some of those places, the sound is even piped in, so you don't miss anything but the crowds by getting away from the front gate and even across the lagoon or over to the Contemporary, where you can kind of take Wishes in from a distance and really appreciate the grand scope of it all.
Great suggestion. So I've watched Wishes from the Grand Floridian. There's the quick service restaurant there where you can usually grab a table and get a snack and have a pretty good view of Wishes, although the fireworks aren't centered over the Magic Kingdom, but you can still see the fireworks. The Polynesian, in my experience, has a really nice view straight on. And those are the two places that I've typically gone. Have you actually used the Transportation and Ticket Center or the Contemporary for your viewing?
I have from the Contemporary. I'm not from the TTC. I know some people who have gone to the TTC, and I've seen some of their video and pictures, and it's pretty impressive from there. From the Contemporary, I have watched it from the backside of the Contemporary, so you're not really seeing the park so much, but you're seeing the fireworks in the air. Over when you're on sort of, I would call it the beach of the Contemporary back there on Bay Lake. Mm-hmm. And then also there is that sort of deck that you go out from the Fantasia store there on the Grand Canyon Concourse main floor. You go out toward the park onto a little sort of balcony there, and that is a great view of the fireworks from there.
Oh, yeah. So here's an add-on to the secret. So 4th of July fireworks at the Magic Kingdom are incredible, and they also draw incredible crowds. So one year I went to the Contemporary to watch the fireworks, and the area you're talking about directly outside of the Fantasia gift shop was pretty full even when I had arrived early. But what you can do is take the outside stairwells up the tiers of the Contemporary, and that way you can get a spot right on the railing and look out over Tomorrowland into the park and see the fireworks. And you also get the full scope when they have the 360-degree fireworks firing off all around the park. So those upstairs balconies on the outside of the Contemporary are a great place to watch the fireworks.
Yeah, that's. I'm glad you mentioned that. I actually never thought of going up from there, but that's probably even better.
Yeah, it's a nice spot. And actually, on the 4th of July, if you go up high enough, you can look out further to the north, and you can see fireworks going off at other places around town. So you could see them going off at Universal or other little cities that were putting on presentations. So a nice bonus there.
Universal, I've heard of it.
There are rumors about it. I don't really know, but yeah. People speak of such a place. All right, number five, secret places to watch the fireworks. Good ones. So number six, back over to me. And inside the Magic Kingdom, many of the quick service restaurants are often busy, and often you have to hunt for a table if there's a large crowd in the park. But one of the quick service restaurants where it's sometimes easier to get a table is in Liberty Square if you go into the Columbia Harbor House, which has a really nice and interesting menu selection. There's a dining area upstairs, which a lot of people don't know about or overlook, and so if you're looking for a fish or a seafood sort of thing and you're in Liberty Square, check out the Columbia Harbor House for a nice meal and head upstairs to some dining that's often overlooked.
Yes, that's a great spot. I haven't eaten there in a very long time. The menu does not appeal to my children, so we're not usually drawn there. But upstairs, you're kind of up on that upper level where people are walking under you between Fantasyland and Liberty Square.
Mm-hmm.
And so you have you know good views out the windows up there. And now they close early, don't they?
That's a good question. I think sometimes they do. Yeah, I think you're right.
I think I've walked by there late in the evening before and thought, oh, let's stop in here, and they've been closed. I'm not sure. Maybe that varies
yeah.
through the season.
Yeah, and it's a good tip about the menu. So it's a lot of fish and some chicken, so fried shrimp, crab rolls, that sort of thing. So if your family's not seafood folks, they may not appreciate the menu there.
Come and join me over at Cosmic Rays, and we'll watch Sunny Eclipse together.
He's a snarkist alien on the side of New York City. So,
New York City.
All right, good. Well, we made it through the list. Russ, do you have any honorable mentions you'd like to bring in?
I would just say if you're looking for an attraction with a short wait time, my secret tip for that is to check out the People Mover or Dumbo late in the evening toward park closing time. You know, Dumbo was an attraction that I have not been on in a very long time. But recently we went over to the, sort of new and improved Double Dumbo over there in Storybook Circus. And we went right before park closing. And I have to say, it is really a beautiful attraction late in the evening. You know, there's the ride itself is quite beautiful when it's lit up, and then you get some really great views of the park. And most of the time, the young crowd that normally would be around Dumbo have already gone home or are exiting the park, and you can just walk right on. In fact, I think the last time we rode it maybe four times in a row without getting off because we were the only ones there. Hmm. We had the whole ride to ourselves. And then the People Mover just offers some of my favorite views of the park. And late in the evening, crowds kind of die down back there, and you can get right on and just take a nice little spin around Tomorrowland.
Those are two great tips. It's interesting when Disney relocated Dumbo from its old position behind Cinderella Castle to the new one in Storybook Circus. I think a lot of people don't necessarily walk right by it anymore, so I think that changed the amount of traffic to Dumbo, and of course doubling it with two probably changed it as well. So I also agree with you that it is a beautiful presentation in that attraction, the water and the lights that reflect on the water. It's just a great spot to go.
Yeah, absolutely. I thought I loved that ride when I was a kid, but I think I like it more now, riding it late at night back there, because it is so beautiful.
Yeah, agree. All right, good list. So the top six Magic Kingdom secrets that Disney fans don't share. Number one, secret place to beat the heat, the Enchanted Tiki Room. Number two, secret place to watch a parade, Frontierland. Number three, secret place to escape the crowds, Tom Sawyer Island. Number four, secret quiet pathway, the one from Tomorrowland to Storybook Circus. Number five, secret place to watch the fireworks outside the park. And number six, secret quick service dining area upstairs in the Columbia Harbor House. Russ, good list. It was fun talking through this today.
It makes me want to go enjoy some of those secrets.
I think I'm up for some fried shrimp and maybe a spin on Dumbo.
That sounds good to me.
All right, Russ, thanks for joining.
Okay, thank you, Herb.
On this magic night, a million stars will play beside us, cast a spell of light, glimmering, shimmering, carouseling round the world.
Today we head out to the music of Spectro Magic. And yes, we have made it through the list of the top six Magic Kingdom secrets that Disney fans don't share, but our conversation isn't over. I'd love to hear what you think about our list. If you'd like to add something, you can do that by visiting the show notes page at worldofwalt.com/65. It's a page that works very nicely on smartphones, tablets, and desktops. Leave your comments in the comments section and check out what other people think as well. If you liked today's podcast, I would appreciate it if you would spread the word. Tell your family and your friends about it. And to wrap up for today, I would like to give you a heartfelt thank you for spending some of your time with me. I'd also like to thank everyone who visits the worldofwalt.com site, where you can read interesting Disney articles and chat with the folks who enjoy Disney in the forums and in the comments sections. By listening here and by visiting the site, you allow me to share the fun of Disney with you. And that is very cool. Thank you for being a part of it. So until next time, my friend, may God bless you.
Dream away. So there's a great big beautiful tomorrow, shining at the end of every day. There's a great big beautiful tomorrow, just a dream away.